The Bureau of Land Management often manages land for oil and gas development, mineral extraction, or ranching. But as APRN's Josh Edge reports, a recent study by an outside group takes a look at other, less invasive economic benefits of the land.
Ken Raitt is the director of the U.S. Public Lands Program at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
For decades, BLM lands have been seen as treasure troves for energy developers, for the mining industry, and for the ranching community.
For Alaskans, oil and gas development is at the forefront of discussions involving Bureau of Land Management lands, specifically in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. But Raitt says a fiscal aspect that is less well documented is the economic impact of recreation, specifically quiet recreation or any activity that does not require an engine.
We really wanted to understand how much quiet recreation brings to the table in the larger picture of Western economies.
So Pew commissioned a new study to find the answers. Kristen Lee is with Echo Northwest, the company Pew commissioned to conduct the study. She says the study takes into account everything from how much time visitors are on BLM land and what they're doing while they're there, to how much money they're spending and how those dollars are redistributed into local economies.
That spending results as it circulates throughout the economy in nearly 25,000 jobs, in $2.8 billion in economic output, in $1.5 billion in value added, and in nearly $800 million in personal income.
That's the nationwide view from data gathered in 2014. In Alaska, that breaks down to more than 450 jobs, $46.5 million in total economic output, and over $13 million in personal income generated from activities like dog mushing, fishing, picnicking, geocaching, and everything in between. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.